Hello? Is your father home? Okay. Testing. You're holding here the flame of base and the base. Sort of again. The Mishnah says again in the middle, the Yemesu Yikovu. It says, well, after Behem, the Kodshim dies, so I see you have to bury it. Meaning you cannot be proider it. And the reason is why, because it's a loch of Hamod of Arochom. I mean, if you want to be proider the animal, if it's still standing alive, that you could stand it and value it. But if it's mace, you can't be proider it. And then Rav Shimon says in the Mishnah, you could. Rav Shimon is the one that says, Kodshim Bedekabayis, the mace, you have to. You have to know, Kodshim Bedekabayis, even if it's mace, still you could be proider it. So it says like this. Omer Rav Yochan, Yochan says like this. That the Rabbanon, according to Tanakam with the Rabbanon, Echot Kodshim is Bech, Yochan Ketra Bedekabayis, Hoye Bechal Hamod of Arocha. Both of them have this inyan that you want to be proider to redeem them. It has to be a live animal that's standing, and then they make the value of it. For Shlaka Shamano, the Rabbon, according to the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, Kotchim Betekabayas, it's only Kotchim Betekabayas you have this halacha. But Kotchim Mizbeach, Lohoye Bechal Hamad Barocha. The Kotchim Mizbeach, you don't have this halacha. Kotchim Mizbeach, even though the Behemoth died, still you could be part of it. Now, Vizevizeh, both Rav Yochanan and Shlokesh both agree. Vizevizeh, Moida, that the Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, cheat in the Mishnah, to Kotchim Betekabayas, Lohoye Bechal Hamad Barocha. But the kotcher mizbeach hoyu b'chal hamod baruch. According to Rabbi Shimon, he says that kotcher bedekabayis you could be poida even though the animal was mace. But he agrees there is a pasuk that says you need hamod baruch. So that goes on kotcher mizbeach. Now the divrei akol also both of them agree that the baal mum mikorev you have a behema. There was a baal mum first and then you makdish it. So even though you meant to be makdish gdushas aguf and it's not really chalak gdushas aguf on it. But still, everybody agrees to this type of a behemoth that lohoye b'chal hamad v'rocha. And when this animal dies, you could be poider it, even though it's mace. We'll see in the Gemara words, especially because there's a cost for this. Now, Tanan, what we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says that kotche bedekabayis. If you only mark this something for the bedekabayis, not for kedushas aguf, shemeisa. Then, if that behemoth dies, so yifto, you're allowed to be poider it, even though it's mace. It can't be standing. You don't need Hamad of Aroch or by Kotcher Belegabais. So, what is this? Bishleim is good, Rabbi Yochanan, Kotcher Belegabais, and Sheet of the Yom that he says, Le Rabbonon, according to Rabbonon, Echot Zev Yochanan, Zohay Bechal Mod Aroch. He holds both Kotcher Mizbech and Kotcher Belegabais. You need Hamad of Aroch. If so, now when Rabbi Shimon argues, it's very good. Hainel the Yitzchak, that's what Rabbi Shimon needs to say, that Rabbi Shimon, Hainel the Yitzchak, Rabbi Shimon Lefrushe, Rabbi Shimon has to explain himself and say that Kotcher Belegabais, Shemesa Yiftu. He has to say clearly what he means, Kotcher Bedekabayis. Because the Tanakhama says both of them need Hamad of Arocha. So he has to say, and what he's arguing, he's only arguing on Kedushas Bedekabayis. Elo, but according to Rosh Lakish, Elo, Rosh Lakish, that he says what? Even Tanakhama only says you need Hamad of Arocha by Kedushas Bedekabayis. But by Kedushas Mizbeach, he's made you do not need it. So if so, Lomel El Lefrushay, what did Rabbi Shimon have to explain himself? Lema, let Rabbi Shimon say directly, Emeso Yiftu. The Judah Tanakhama says that Bekduches Bedekabayis, you need Hamad of Barocha. Rabbi Shimon says, I argue and say no, that even though it died, still you could be proud of it. So Moran says back, Omelach Meshlak, Meshlak would answer you and say like this, Omelach Meshlakish. Rabbi Shimon, the Pshat is, Loyhevi Yoda, my Dioma Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon wasn't for sure what the Tanakhama meant to say. Vochikom, this is what Rabbi Shimon is saying. Vochikom Alei. If you're talking about Kotcher Mizbeach, then Modinu Lecho, I agree to you that Kotcher Mizbeach, he cannot be poiderit once it dies, because it's not possible to have Hamad, he can't be standing. But the Kotcher, but the Gabay is in Mesa Yiftu. So Pshat is just from Shimon, wasn't for sure what the Tanakhama was talking about. That's why he had to explain himself and say that I only argue on Kedushas Bedek Abayis. Tanya Gemara now Tanya Kavosti Rabbi Avinya proof to Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says according to the Rabbonin, by both Kotcher Mizbeach and Kotcher Betekabayis needs Hamad of Barocha. Because the pasuk says this, it says in the pasuk in Behemom Asha Yakrivu Mimenu. So this is a pasuk really that says in Behemoth Temeya Asha. Really, the pasuk says should be Asha Lo Yakrivenu. The pasuk says, and here it says Behemoth. So the Gemara says like this. That bebali mumim sheyiftu akos medaber. This pasuk is talking about a korban that became a baal mum, and now you want to be proider it. That you're being proider a baal mum, akos medaber. Time of the Gemara says you're saying a song about such a behemoth. The pasuk says, here the pasuk says vehemid has to be standing. So Gemara says now, when the pasuk says in behemah shekribu menu, it's talking about the bali mumim. Even though it says behemah tameya, it doesn't really mean the behemah tameya. It just means the behemah's kachim that has a mum. That's called the behemah tameya. Sheiftu you could be poyder it akosam medaber. And it's saying when you are redeeming it, it has to be vehemid. It has to be standing in front of the kohen. So Moshe says, "Atoim, you're telling me, Babali mumim, the pasuk means behemet tmeya means only a balmum. Oyeini maybe not that way. Oyeini well, but behemet tmeya. Maybe the pasuk means what it says, a behemet tmeya." So Moshe says, "No, Kishorim, when the pasuk says in behemet tmeya, that's another pasuk. Or part the bekachol, you could redeem it. Sorry, behemet tmeya. There's another pasuk that says clearly behemet tmeya. If so, you have a hundaf lam gimel. If so, Homani mekayim. What do I do with this pasuk over here that says v'im?" That it says v'im kol behema tameya omani mekayim v'im kol behema ashliyak revenu mimeno korban Hashem. So Gemara says we darshan is talking about babali mumin sheyiftu. That even though the pasuk says behema tameya, it doesn't really mean tameya. It just means that tameya for korban fakrova means it has a bal mum on it, and now you want to redeem it. So Gemara says yochel I would have thought to say that yiftu al mum oiver. As long as there's any type of a mum on the behem, even though it's going to go away, you could redeem it right now. Talmud Leim, no, the pasuk says, Ashelayek Revenu Mimenu. Meaning to say, Shein Ekreva Kolika, that there's no way you'll be able to bring it for a korban anymore. Then you could redeem it. But Yotze Tzazu, but if only a mum oiver means it only has a scratch now, that will heal up and later become well again. Shein Ekreva Hayoim, it's only you can't bring it today, it has a scratch now. Elo Lamach, you could. So the pasuk is not talking about that. So the pasuk is talking about Ashliyak Revenu Mimenu a mum kavua that you'll never be able to be part to bring it for korban anymore. And on this type of a behema, so it's, again, it's a regular korban. It was a korban that became a bal mum. And on this, the pasuk says v'yomar rachmona ovud lehamod varocha. Here the pasuk says v'hemid as a behem lefnei akoyin. V'hemid means it has to be standing. And then the next pasuk says v'herech akoyin oisa bentoy ben ro. That's the next pasuk. Here by Baal Mum, the Pasuk says you need Hamodah, it has to be able to be standing, not of its mace already, not of a dart already. Now, Omarav Gidlam Arav, so this is a raya to Rav Yechanan, that even by Kedushas Mizbeach, here we're talking about a regular korban, as it became a Baal Mum later, so it says you need Hamodah. So you see, even by a regular Kedushas Mizbeach, still you need Hamodah Varocha. Now the Gemara says that's a raya to Rav Yechanan. Now the Gemara says, "Amar of Gidlo Marav, my time with Rosh Lakish." What's the reason to Rosh Lakish that he said Yom? He said the Rabban according to Rabbanan, it's only Kotchim by the Kabayis. Hoyi bechal hamad debarocha, but Kotchim is Beich lahoyi bechal hamad debarocha. How does Rosh Lakish know to say that? That according to the Tanakhama, he agrees that if it's Kedushas Mizbeach, you do not need hamad debarocha. In other words, this pasuk is not talking about a Kedushas Mizbeach. How does he know it? It's only talking about Kedushas by the Kabayis. Because he says, Bidashin from the next posik. The next posik says, the Yomakra, the posik says, Feherech HaKoyin Oiso, the Koyin has the value, how much it's worth. It says, Bein Toivu Bein Ra, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Meaning whether it's a Balmum or not. So Rosh Lakish says, Ezeo Dova, what thing is it? Shein Echolot, that there's no difference, Bein Toivu Ra, whether the animal is a Tamimim, or whether the animal is a Balmum. Have you heard me? You have to tell me, Zeh Kotchim Batagabayis. When you mark this, it's time for the Bedek Habayis, for the Domim of it, it doesn't make enough meaning whether it's a Balmum or not. But when you mark this shit for a Mizbeach, it depends. If it's a Balmum, you can't be marked this for the Mizbeach. Now, so the kids, according to Rosh Lakish, is Pasuk, the Herech HaKoyin Oiso is talking about Kotchei Bedek Habayis. And the Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says over here, Oiso. It says a word here, it says, the Herech HaKoyin Oiso, Bein Toivu Bein Ro. So Diga Oiso means only here. You need Hamad of Aracha, and not someplace else. So what does it mean to say not like that? It means to say, Oiso lemute kotchim mizbeach, that kotchim mizbeach does not need Hamad of Aracha. That's what Rosh Shimon dashed in this posik. Fred Gemov, Reb Yochanan, that he said, no, the posik is talking about even kotchim mizbeach. If so, oiso lemute mai, so at the end of the posik, when it says the Lashon oiso only this one, not something else, what does it come to exclude? So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, both Kotchei Mizbeach and Kotchei Bet HaGabayis has the din of Hamad of Aracha. So, what does the pasuk say? Oisa, only this, not something else. So where it says it means lemutei ba'amu mikara. It's like the Brisa said before, that if Yerchan agrees, if you have a behema, that first it became a balmum, and now you go to be makdashit, even though you mean to be makdashit duches aguf, it's not really chalik duches aguf on it. But this type of a behema, when you go to redeem it, you don't need hamad of aracha. That's a miyat hakura oisam, only a regular kedushas batik abayis, or else a regular kedushas mizbeach. But over here, that's nishtehin, it's neither of them really, because it was a balmum mikara, even though it's chalik kedusha on it, this kedusha could go off with pidyon, even though you do not have a mod of aracha. Now the Gemara says, Ulatona deve Levi, but according to the Tona deve Levi, the Yom that he says, Tiafilo bamu mikora, the Chlal hamod of aracha, Gemara and Bukharis we had, that he yields even though the behema was the bamu to start off with, and then you will mak the shit, you want to put a kedusha zaguf on it. Now when you go to redeem it, you have to have hamod of aracha. If so, the Tona Levi that we learned, Levi learned, Ha'kul hoye b'chal hamod v'rocha. Every single behema, when you any type of a hegdish, it's chal on the behema. When you go to redeem it, it has to be a hamod v'rocha. If so, v'yafilu b'mumi kara, even though it's a b'mumi kara. And so that's what he says. That's what Levi Shita is. And also v'chein toner of Levi Matis of Levi in the Bryce also like this, that he said v'yafilu chaya, v'yafilu oifis. That even a chai and a knife also, if you makdish them, when you go to redeem them, you have to have hamad of aracha. That's his shita. So the kasha now is, according to Levi, what does he do with the word oisa? For the Gemara Ayvo, ksiv oisa, which is mashma, only this type of a behema needs hamad of aracha, but not something else. So there should be a me, it's something does not need hamad of aracha. And according to Levi, all behemas need hamad of aracha. According to Rabbi Levi, it's a kasha, this word, and the Torah says oisa, like according to him, there's no miyat, it's a little kasha, what does he dash for the word oisa? So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, my time do Reb Shimon. What's the svar of Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon al Mishnah says that by Kedushas, Bedek Habayis, there's no din hamod of Aracha. I look who this last pasuk says, Ben Toiv L'ra, which is mashma, even by Kedushas, Bedek Habayis, there is hamod of Aracha. So what's time of Shimon? The Yom that he says, Kotche Mizbeach Hoye B'chol Hamod Baruch. But Kotche Bedek Abayis the Hoye. How come he says Kotche Bedek Abayis? No, he says the Yom Akrok, as the Pesuk says, Teherach Hakoyin Oiso Ben Toiv Ben Ra. See, Dashon's like this. Eiz a Dove. Which type of a korban is it? Which type of a kedusha? Shecholuk. That is a difference Ben Toiv Ben Ra. That Toiv is good and Ra is no good. Mina Balmum is no good. Have yoyim ezek kotshim ezbeach. So the counter Reb Shimon, the second pasuk is talking about kotshim ezbeach. And on this v'yom akro, the pasuk says oisa. Only here there's a parsha of amod v'rocha. Lemuti means to exclude bete kabayis. The kedushas bete kabayis does not have din hamod v'rocha. That's Reb Shimon's svara. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, bein toiv l'rami boilei. The pasuk just should have said bein toiv l'ra, not bein toiv u'bein ra. Kasha. That's lulu b'kasha. It is more mashmal like Rish Lakish that both Dina Machal, whether the behemoth is Toiva, whether the behemoth is Ra, Kedushas Chal on it. So that's Bedek Habayis. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you want to tell me no, the Pasuk means there's a difference between Toiv and Ra, that the Kedushas only Chal on Toiv, on a Tamimim it's Chal Kedushas Aguf, not on the Ra Balmum. So Pasuk just should have said Ben Toiv Le Ra, not Ben Toiv U Ben Ra. So that's a Kasha. Nothing more says Mesu. I have a question. There's a Brisa that says, Mesu, if the animals die, so tamimim. If the animal was a tam, not a balmum, yikavru. Mashmi, you can't be paidirit, you can't redeem it, you have to just bury it. O balmum, let's say these animals were balimumim, then you could redeem them, even though they're nesu, and even though you can't make hamad of aracha, you do not need hamad of aracha. But the medva mamur, remember this said, the kachim is beach, does not need hamad of aracha. So this chudus would be right to Rish Lakish. Ava b'kotche, bedek abayis, then bein tamimim, bein balimumim, yikavru. This is the right Rish Lakish, that b'kduches, bedek abayis, you do not need hamod of aracha. So therefore, why, if it makes tamimim, do you have to bury it? Rashi says, it's tamam maila, it's a chumim mid rabbonin, to bury it. But when it dies, a balmum, even though it's mace now, you could redeem it, because kotche mizbeach does not need hamod of aracha. But kotche, bedek abayis, does need hamod of aracha. So if it's dead, it can't be standing, so you have to let it, you have to bury it, you can't redeem it. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Echad Kotchim is Bech, the Echad Kotchim by the Kabayis, it depends. Temimim, Yikovru. He holds there is this Milo, that calls him on its a tam, and it dies, you have to bury it. But the Bali Mumim, if it's a Bali Mum, then Yiftu. So Mashram Shimon holds both are by Kedushas Mizbech and Kedushas Bedek Abayis, by both of them he holds you do not need Hamad of Arocha. And therefore, even though the Behema died when it was a, when died, when it's a Bal Mum, you could be part of it. But I call upon it from the beginning of the Brayse, it's Yiftu the Rabbi Yechon, the Kashra and Rabbi Yechon, the Miresh from the beginning. That Rabbi Yechon says, the Rabbanon hold even by Bedek Abayis, you have to have Hamad of Arocha. And here the Brayse says, me even by Kachim Mizbech. And here the price is clearly by Kachim Mizbech, if it dies and it's a Bal Mum, you could be part of it. You did not need Hamad of Arocha. So it's a Kashan of Yechonon. So my answer is, Omelach of Yechonon, Yechonon, it's like this. Omelach of Yechonon, Hocha b'mayaskinon, no, we're talking about over here. Hocha b'mayaskinon, b'bali mummi karoi. Here the beginning of the price is talking about where the behemoth was first the Bal Mum. And then you went to be Makdash, even though you want to make the Kedushas Mizbech. On that, the Yechonon had the post before Isa that said where the behemoth was a Bal Mum first, even though you mean to be Makdash and Kedushas Mizbech, no matter what's chal on it, whenever you want to be proud of it, though you can be proud of it, even though it's nice. On that, the Yechonon also agrees. So that's what the Braisa means here. Well, not a real Kedushas Mizbech, just it was Kodshu when it was a Bal Mum. And then we're also talking about Mistav, this is the Svar also. Because the time, if you want to tell me, we're talking about now, Shekodim Hagdashinis Mumum, that's a regular carbon. That first you were makdish to behema, and then it became a Bal Mum. If so, lift look Rav Shimon Allah, how come Rav Shimon doesn't argue on this? Rav Shimon should have argued right away and said that he could be part of it. El Allah, I mean, isn't this the proof to say that the Bal Mum Mikara, it's talking about a Bal Mum Mikara. And a Bal Mum Mikara, everybody agrees. Nikash Rav Shimon should have argued, because Rav Shimon also holds, according to Rav Yechonon, that Kachim is Beyach needs Hamad of Arocha. Rav Shimon only says the Kachim, but the Gabayas does not need. So if the Reish is talking about a regular Kachim Mizbeach, Rav Shimon should have argued and said, you can't be part of it. And Lamai, we're talking about the Bal Mum Mikara. Therefore, everybody agrees that you could be part of it, even though it's mace. You don't need Hamad of Arocha. So Mora says, if so, at a lame, if so, the Ask of Shat over here, lame to have the Tufa de Rosh Lakish, it should be a Kash and Rosh Lakish then. There should be a Kash and Rosh Lakish. Rashi says, Do Mikufa Shaminan, the Abam Mumikora Koi. It's only going to Abam Mumikora. Rashi is spending time with Abam Mumikora. But Mashmif wouldn't have been Abam Mum. Mashmif would have been a regular Kedusha, Mizbeach, Chal on the Behema, then you cannot be proud of it if it was Mace. That's not like Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish said that Kedusha's Mizbeach, there's no din Hamad of Arocha. So what's the Nechnami? Rosh Lakish Mukum Lo Bishakodim Ekdeshness Mumun. No, Rosh Lakish turns the Braisa to where it says it. Even though it's a Kedusha's Mizbeach, he holds there's no din Hamad of Arocha. Fred Gemari Hochim, that's the Pshat, Niflug of Shimon Allah. Why don't Rav Shimon argue also? Rav Shimon only says by Bedek Abayis does not need Hamad of Arocha. But by Kedushas Mizbech, Rav Shimon agrees you need Hamad of Arocha. So why don't Rav Shimon argue on the Tanakama, by Kedushas Mizbech, he should have said also, you cannot be part of it. So where's the Zenechanami? Resh Lakish, when he learned this Braisa, Meipach Afach, he turned around the Braisa. V'ochi Moisev, this is the way he learned, Mimichil Tachrit, from a different learning. That Resh Lakish learned the Braisa this way. What does the Braisa say? The Braisa says like this. What's going to be meso if the behema died? Bein tamimim, bein balimumim. Whether it was a tam or balimum, you cover it. You have to bury it. Why? Because it's hamod of arocha, and since it's meso, you can't be part of it. B'med v'amum, when was this said? B'kotche b'adik habayis. The kotche b'adik habayis, here you have to have a hamod of arocha. That's from Shimon Shita. Avu b'kodishim, but if it's kotche mizbech, yiftu, then you could redeem it. That's what Rosh Lakish holds. That a kotche mizbech, you don't need a hamod of arocha. But Rav Shimon argues and says, no, Rav Shimon Oimer, Temimim Yikavru. If it was a tam, you have to bury it to Mila, you can't redeem a tam. O Balmum Yipode. But Balmum, you could be Poida. When could you be more Poida it? Only by Kedushas Bedek Abayis. But by Kedushas Mizbech and Echnam, he would hold you can't be Poida it. So Moses says, so, to Yufta the Rav Yechonim is safe, when the safe is Mashna like Rav Yechonim. Here it's Mashna, Tanakam holds, that by Kedushas Mizbeach, you do not need Hamad of Arocha, not like Rav Yechonim. So when it says, Om Lach Rav Yechonim, Rav Yechonim answer back, Om Lach Rav Yechonim, Hocha B'mayaskin, no, we're talking about over here, Hocha B'mayaskinon, B'mamu Mikor, again to learn his Shita, that even though it says Kedushas Mizbeach, it's not a real Kedushas Mizbeach. It means in a case where the Behema was first the Bal Mum, and then you will mark the shit. So that Rabbi Yechon had a posse before Isa to say, in such a case, you did not need a mother of Arocha. And Hochi Narmi, this also goes, Mustafa, this is the Svar also. Because deep time, if you want to tell me, we're talking about right now, Bishakodim Egdeshinis Mumum, if we're talking about now, that they will mark the shit first, and then it became a Balmum. So then, Niflug Reb Shimon alone, why didn't Reb Shimon argue on him? If it's a regular Kedushas Mizbeach, Reb Shimon should argue on the ratio to say, you do need Hamad of Rocha. So, if so, it's a right to Reb Yechonim we're talking about, in the ratio where it was only, you were Makdish Abalmum. For the Gemara, so at Aleimo, let's say again, Tia Batyuf to the Resh Lakish, let's say again, it's a Kashan Resh Lakish. Mash only because it's a Balmum Mikoro, you do not need Hamad of Rocha. But if it would have been a regular Kedushas Mizbeach, then you would need Hamad of Arocha. Again, not like Rosh Lakish. So again, the Gemara answers no. O Moloch, Rosh Lakish could answer you and say, Hocha B'mayi Askin, who we're talking about over here, B'Shekodam Hagdeshin Esmumam. He'll hold no, the Brice is talking about, where you'll mark the shit first, and it's a regular Kedushas Mizbeach. And that's what the Tanakhama says, you do not need Hamad of Arocha. But that's from Shimon Shito, that by Kedushas Mizbeach, you do not need it. And so the question is, v'niflug Reb Shimon alor, let Reb Shimon argue then, because Reb Shimon says, Bedek HaBayis does not need, but what does need? Kedushas Mizbeach. So Reb Shimon should argue on Tanakhama, Omloch Reshlokas tells you yes, Hochinam is taka true, the Polik Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon taka argues on the Tanakhama also. Reb Shimon, his shita is, Kedushas Bedek HaBayis does not need Hamad of Arochom, but Kedushas Mizbeach does need. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yimel Rab Zero, the Resh Lakish, according to Resh Lakish, Yom that he says, Le Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon Shita, Kachim is Beach, was Lehoye Vichlal Hamad of Arocho, he also Kachim is Beach, was not the Chlal Hamad of Arocho. Okatoni still it says, Kachim is Beach, Bali Mumim Yiftu, if it was a Baal Mum, then you could be part of it. Tamimim, though, Loi, Tamimim, No. He says, "Balimumim yipadu." Or Mokmina Lohil put on this pshat here. Bishakodim Megdeshin Esmumim. With the regular kedusha was chal first. So according to Rosh Lakish, he says, "Kachim Mizbeach was not the chalal of Baruchu." He'll learn pshat to be talking about kedushas Mizbeach and a regular kedushas Mizbeach. That it says that Balimumim yipadu means the case was a regular kedushas Mizbeach where the kedusha was chal first. And then, where the Kedusha was chal first, then it became a Balmum. If so, Shmamino, here there'll be a proof that Poydim is a Kotchim Lachilim Leklovim. It should come out that according to Rosh Lakish, we have a proof here, you could be Poydim Kotchim to give it to dog's teeth. Because it's talking about now it was mace. Now that it was mace, you can't eat it. It's like a nevela. So Rosh Lakish told you could be Poydim it. So who are you going to give it to your dogs? And that's the Machlekes before, if you could redeem Kotchim to give it to the dog's teeth. So Rosh says, no, it could be there's no proof. I'll tell you, Hoka b'mayaskinon, we're talking about Obi Hoka b'mayaskinon, v'sha'ovar v'shochtem. Here we're talking about now that before it was mace, you went and shechted it. So what happened? It was a regular kedushas mizbeach that had a balmum, and before it died, somebody went and made a shechita on it. So when you made a shechita now, the shechita takes off the issa nevela. It's only kasha, it has an issa hegdish on it. So if somebody later goes to be pogerit, then the kedusha hegdish goes off, and then you could eat it. So the kid said, that's Rosh Lakish's halacha. Since it was a kedushas mizbeach, you do not need Hamad of Arocha. So therefore, you made a shechita first, and now that it's mace, so the kedusha could go off with pidyon. And once you take off the kedusha, you're allowed to eat it. So that's called you being poydu the kodshim, to eat it, therefore it's good. And Kirtan, like we learned like this, says, kol ha-kodshim, shenoflo behem mum. At first, the mum came upon the korban. Vishochten, then you went ahead and made a shechita on it. Rabbi Meir wanted me cover. Meir said there's a kenas him of the rabbanon that since you went to make a shechita on it, we say you have to bury it. You can't use it. The chomer menor, the chomer say ye podu, you have a right to be poyder it. If you don't need hamod of a rafi, you could be poyder and then you could eat it. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yimel Rabbi Zero, the Rabbi Shimon according to Rabbi Shimon the Yom that he says kotcher bet the gabayis loy hoye bechalal hamod of a racha. The kotcher bet the gabayis does not need hamod of a racha. If so, am I? What does it say before in the brisa? Timimim yikovru. That if a kotcher bedik abayis dies and the behem is a tam, you have to bury it. Why? Why can't you redeem it? You don't need a mother baracha. So the Teretz says mishum dechazil akrova. Since it was a tam that was fit, if it would have been a kedushas mizbeach, it would have been right to be brought for korban. So therefore, it's a knas midrabbanan. Like the Shita says, hayu bechazil mizbeach avabu rabbanu maila. Rabbanu made a chumim midrabbanu. You have to say that you should not redeem it. But rather, Yikavu. It's only the Rabbanu de Kalocha. And Kiratani, like we learned, I'll bring you a proof of this. Kiratani, we learned, Ha'amatzis Tmim Lebedika Bayis, if somebody is Maktish, a regular behema Tmim Lebedika Bayis, so Kashay Niftin, you want to redeem it, and Niftin Elam is Beich, you can only redeem it, meaning to say you have to sell it for a korban. Shekola Royal Mizbech, and it's any behema that's a tam, that's fit for the Mizbech, and Yoitzim de Mizbech the Yerlam. Even though your first Maktish only Kedushas Domin, but the lock of it is you have to sell it to somebody to bring it for korban, and then the money you give to Hegdish. So you see, if it's fit for korban, it's always, it should be brought for korban. Oh, Malay Rav Popola Bayo, for Yamulu, some say Rav is said like this, that the Rav Yechon, going to Rav Yechonon, to Mukum lo Baba Mumi Kor, he learns this price, when it says you could be poiderit, means a kachim is beach, that was a mum mi koroi. The Kuli Yamasri, everybody holds, to Ba Mumi Koroi. That you don't need Hamad Baruch, it was about Mumi Korah. That's the Mira Kro Vyoysa. For the Gemara, is that true? Veloi, the Yotznan, we learn like this. Kol HaKodeshim. Gemara Mechoris, we had all Kodeshim. Shekoda Mum Kavua Lekdeshim. At first, it was a Mum Kavua, before you Maktish it. Veniftu, and then you redeemed it. The Locher is Chayovim Bebechayra. At first, it was a Mum, and then you Maktish it. So it's never really Chalik Duchess Aguf on it. It's not fit for Korban. It really, it's chal only kedushas damim. So therefore, when you redeem it, it has a lacha b'chor. If it gives birth to its first kid, it has kedushas b'chor on it. Uva matonis, you have to give them a dezrei of lachiyam to the kain. For yoytzim lechulu ligozas, you let a share off the wool after you be poyder it. For levit, you can work with it. It's not like a regular psuli amudosh mitzvah once had a kedushas aguf, and then it became a bamum and you redeem it. You can't work with it later. You can't share it off. But here, since it was never chal kedushas aguf, when you redeem it, you can work with it. V'lodan v'chol mutter, who then has kids now, or the milk is mutter. L'yachet p'dyon, once you poyder it. V'yashrech to mechutz, even before you poyder it, v'yashrech it outside the mizbeach potter, because it's not called kedushas mizbeach. V'yanoisim t'mur, it can't make t'murin, it doesn't have kedushas aguf on it. V'yameisa, if they die, ye podo, because that's the law, you could redeem this kedushas mizbeach, you could redeem it. Now, why? Because this is called kodem mumam l'hegedeshon, so even if Yechon agrees, you could redeem it, even though it was mesh, you don't need a mod of barucha. But still, it says on this, V'yom Rav Yudah Marav, Zu Divir Rav Yishim, Zon Rav Yishim Shit, the Yom he holds, Kotshim is Vechoy Yechol Al Mod of Barucha. Kotshim Bedek Bais Lai Hevei. Kirat Nam, like we wrote in our Mishnah, Shim Noi Mer, Kotshim Bedek Bais the Meis Yiftu. If it dies, you could be poyder it. But a Moid, he learns, a Moid Yom Shim agrees though, that the Baal Mumi Koroi, that if the Baal Mumi was a Baal Mumi first, and Yiftu, then you redeem it. My time, what's the reason? The Yamakor, the Pasuk says, Oiso, Lamuti Ba Mumi Kora. So this is very good, like Rosh Lakka says, even if Shimon says like this also. But the question is now, Avu Chachom Mom, the Chom say no. The Chom say here, Afilo Ba Mumi Kora. Even if it's talking about a Ba Mum, Mei Kora, still, Hoye Bechal Lamad Baracha. If it's Mace, you can't be prayed to it, because even a Ba Mumi Kora is Bechal Lamad Baracha. Since so, Reb Yech is not saying like everybody. Who is this Chachamim? Tana Devei Levi, Tana Devei Levi, like we had before. And Tana Devei Levi, Enichnami, Rabbi Yochanan knows, he goes on, Tana Devei Levi holds, every single behemoth needs a mod of Baruch. For the Marihochi, if so, why does it say Zudivri Abishim and Vesulai? It should have said Zudivri Abishim and Machlakusai. Should have said, but the one that argues on him also should have said. Should have said, O Machlakusai. To Rashi, the Rabbon and the Polygon lay Nami Yukon in the Baal Mumi Koroi, the Lehevi Bechlal HaMod HaBarachah. See, even the Rabbon and the argument of Shimon agree in this much at least, that where the behemoth was a Baal Mumi Koroi, and then you mark the shit, it does not need HaMod HaBarachah. Somebody said back to him like this, Hodel like a Tonach, the reason why it didn't say, Zodiv Rabbi Shimon Machlakusai, Mishum the Rav Sovolo Kuresh Lakish. Rav holds like Rosh Lakish, that what the Yom of the Rosh Lakish says, according to Rabbanon Shitla Rabbanon, Kotshim Bedek Abayis, Hoye B'chal Lamod HaBarocha, Kotshim Mizbech Lohevi, Lohevi. So therefore, it's not exactly. So Rashi says, B'lukach, therefore, Loi Metuk Mehi De Becheres, that price of Becheres doesn't go, like Rabbanon Shitla, Mishum Dereish, because Dereish, that price is said to Mary, B'baal Mumi Yikoroi, the Tani Yipode, is Metuk Nafil Rabbanon, goes according, even according to Rabbanon Shitla. Abu Seifu, but the Seifu will be a Ketonia says what? Abu Kotchim. Shikotchim deis to mes mumim. It may see Kovru. It layasik does not come out according to Rabban and Shita. Because according to Rosh Lakish, Rabban do not hold the Kotchim is Beach, needs a mother of Barucho. Therefore, it does not come out like Rabbanon over here. Therefore, it does not say Shimon Amachlokusai. It does not go according to Rabbanon Shita. If you hold like Rash Lakish and Echnaim, it does not come out like the Rabbanon. Because according to Rash Lakish, Rabbanon hold, Kotshim Mizbech does not need Hamad of Barucha. And here it's Mashmur, Kotshim Mizbech does need Hamad of Barucha. Therefore, it's not a Kasha where it doesn't say, so Dibur Rabb Shimon Amachlokusai. And our Gerus here, the Morah says now, Lehebe Vresha Katoni. So the Shita said the Girsa should be like this. So the reason why we don't say Zudibra of Shimon HaKlokusai, which in the Tony said was in the Sefer, it says, Avokodim Hegdeshin es Mumma, and Neptusha was Chal first, Oi Mumoivil Hegdeshin of Niftu Pturin, Mibichoira, Minamatonis, Venus Machun Gozlevet, Vladim Chabon Asurin, Rashi of Machutz Chayev. And therefore here it's Mashmataka, that is Bechavam of the Barocha, via Kotchim Mizbeach. Therefore it does not say Zudibur Reb Shimon Umachlakusai. Now the Gemara says, Viboyisem, not Eros, could be like this, Viboyisem, Rav Krev Yechon Tzirul, no, maybe Rav Hoza Krev Yechonon. Udu Kokashlech, I have a question, if so, why doesn't it say Zudibur Reb Shimon Umachlakusai? It's not only Zudibur Reb Shimon that holds the Betik Abayis, does not need Hamad of Barocha, but Kudushim Mizbeach does. It even goes according to Rabbanan Shita then, also. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side.